Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Canada extends a warm welcome to the delegation from Georgia. Canada welcomes the growing strength and improvement to Georgian democracy, particularly as it relates to the criminal justice system, the adoption of anti-discrimination legislation, and the operating environment for the media and civil society. Canada also commends the development and implementation of Georgia's National Human Rights Strategy and Action Plan, complemented by the 2014 establishment of the National Council for Human Rights. However, Canada notes Georgia's low rates of women's political participation and encourages it to develop a gender equality strategy that complements existing efforts to better integrate women into governmental decision-making processes. Canada would like to make the following four recommendations. One, improve implementation and enforcement of the law of the elimination of all forms of discrimination, particularly in its application towards the protection of individuals belonging to sexual and religious minority groups. Two, improve protections for victims of domestic violence, including by ensuring timely investigations, prosecuting perpetrators, and training police in risk-based assessments. Three, strengthen mechanisms to guarantee independence and impartiality of the judiciary and law enforcement institutions by implementing precise rules on judicial appointments and police oversight. And lastly, four, strengthen protection of economic and social rights of internally displaced persons, including by protecting against unlawful evictions and resolving issues related to legal ownership of living spaces currently inhabited by IDPs. I thank you, Mr. Vice President.